Miranda was still trying to work out some kind of unpleasant response when Mr. Oda leaned forward into his own cloud of cigar smoke. "It is our understanding," he said, "that you wish to make a connection. Your wish is very strong." Privateers. The word also implied that these gentlemen, at least in their own minds, had some kind of an angle, some way of making money off of their own lack of tribal affiliation. "I've been told such things are impossible."
"It's more correct to speak in probabilistic terms," said Mr. Beck.
His accent was more Oxford than anything else, with a Jamaican lilt and a crispness that owed something to India. "Astronomically improbable, then," Miranda said.
"There you go," said Mr. Beck.
Now, somehow, the ball had found its way into Miranda's court. "If you guys think you've found a way to beat probability, why don't you go to the Vegas Ractives and make a fortune?" Mistress Beck and Oda were actually more amused by that crack than she had expected them to be. They were capable of irony. That was one good sign in the almost overwhelming barrage of negative signals she'd been getting from them so far. The band started up, playing dance music with a good beat. The lights came down, and the party began to glitter as light flashed from the dragonfly pins.
"It wouldn't work," Mr. Beck said, "because Vegas is a game of pure numbers with no human meaning to it. The mind doesn't interface to pure numbers."
"But probability is probability," Miranda said. "What if you have a dream one night that your sister is in a crash, and you contact her the next day and learn that she broke up with her boyfriend? It could be a coincidence."
"Yes, but not a very probable one. You see, maybe it's possible to beat probability when the heart as well as the mind is involved."